Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
I think that breastfeeding can work both ways.
Go on.
Like, if the tit is hungry, I think the child can be like a mother bird.
Oh, just kind of.
The child can be unto a bird with a boy.
If you ever look at a lopsided mother, am I within my rights to just take some farmer's dairy milk, suck some of that up, put my mouth up to the nipple and just blow real hard?
Yeah, and the tit's going. The tit has twigs all around it like a nest.
Okay, so you're really sticking to the baby bird, mother bird.
Uh-huh.
Really? Demi, this is how you need to know. This is how you know Demi needed to talk about birds.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I like them.
Uh-huh.
I like the idea of them.
They are.
The rounder the bird, the better.
Oh, totally.
Completely. But, I mean, you can sort of get away with bigness almost being roundness, if you know what I mean. Oh, penguins, though. Sorry.
I think I'm going to be such a good, like, I'm going to be so good at listening to other people's children.
All right. Well, I'm an adult.
Hearing Demi riff on birds.
No. It's not even that. I just got excited because I was like, man, eagles aren't even like really round. And then I sort of like remembered penguins. But they're not as good because they don't go up. Oh.
You got excited the same. Like it was like your brain was chasing its own tail.
I hate this.
Your brain dangled another bird in front of you and you went.
Well, I think you can feed a tit.
Okay, yeah.
Or.
Oh my God.
What?
Just, yes, what is it?
No, you go.
No, I just was like, every time you dangle a sentence in front of me to interact with, you rip it away. I feel like I'm Charlie Brown. I didn't think you were going to say anything. Yeah, because every time you say something, you're like. Or another bird!
I think you could feed a tit. Okay. What do you think it would eat?
Interesting. I think, oh, how about this? What if we pack that sumbitch full of Rice Krispies?
Oh!
Create crackly mother.
Oh!
Loud mother.
Oh, and then thirsty baby.
Mm-hmm.
After having a go at that.
Oh, man.
I saw a woman breastfeeding in the park.
Yeah, me too.
And I thought I better say something about this later because I don't want to just have seen her.
This better be worth something to me. And also, I have to use this as inspiration or I'm just the person who looked because I wanted to.
Yeah. Walking up to that mother and being like, I'm going to make money from you.
This is going on the Patreon.
This is my job.
I saw the shape of the woman breastfeeding, but not and out of the corner of my eye. So I have a greatly developed not getting myself in trouble reflex that knows not to gawp at that.
I'm allowed, though.
You're allowed.
I'm allowed to suck on him.
You can be doing research. You're allowed to suck on him.
I'm allowed to go up there and be like, hey, I'm your kid.
Hey, both these taps running. Ooh, I got the hot milk if he's on the cold.
Let me even you out there, sweet cheeks.
Ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ah,
ooh. Ooh, spicy. White people breastfeeding. Too spicy. Nipple spicy today.
Oh my God. Ah, ooh, ah.
Ah, ah. Can I get some milk to make this go down easier?
I need some cow milk because this human milk, I don't know what they put in it, but it must be cumin or something. It's burning my tongue up.
I think they put girl in there.
Yuck.
I'm like, I'm sucking so hard on the one tit that the baby shrivels up on the other.
Oh, fuck. That's fun. The baby's like getting sucked in through the nipple.
And then I've got a baby in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like a tapioca ball when you're having bubble tea.
Bubba tea?
Yeah, I went to say bubble tea and then I was like, wait, it's boba tea. Wait, it's both. Bubba tea.
Okay.
Bubba tea sounds like it could be my granddad. Oh. You know?
Bubba tea Lardner. Bubba tea Lardner sounds like he'd have been too much of a positive influence to be around you.
Yeah, he died.
Bubba tea Lardner has passed away from a merriment overdose.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, he was experiencing too much jollity.
He was crushed by the funniest hat you've ever seen.
You guys think I can't wear this heavy hat? Well, get ready to be...
And we're trying so hard to help him, but we keep laughing at how good and big the hat is. It's so good. Look how big it is.
Putting on a hat so heavy, it slowly kills me like I'm under a hydraulic press.
No one can help you. It's too funny to see you die by the hat. Help. Oh, we're trying.
We're trying. God knows we're trying. But let me get this on. This vine is going to be off the chain.
Yeah. What was on the chain?
Huh?
Why does off the chain good? Why does off the chain good?
I think because on the chain means that the party. Okay, so if we're taking it in context of like a party being off the chain, that means the party is wild and free.
Okay. Like a dog, like an angry dog.
Yeah. This party is going to start really annoying everyone around it. Actually, that does fit with what other people consider to be a good party.
Yeah. This party is going to start trying to fuck everyone's legs.
This party is going to start sniffing whatever.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's going to start smelling real strange.
Yeah.
I mean, that does fit with, have you ever been to, I don't know how much of a universal experience this is, but I remember a friend like, a way back being like, yeah, I was at this party and then it kind of turned into a sex party. I was like, no party I've ever been to has had the possibility of more than one person being like, well.
So they were all like intentionally like sucking and fucking each other?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh. No, I've been to parties where like a couple people in the room are like fingering each other and you're like, hey, should we go? Or like, and that's they're like, no that's good. Okay. Like,
oh my God.
What the, okay. But I don't, I'm
what
like,
age are we talking?
This is probably like high school.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, so, like kind of later high
there's
school.
Nowhere for anyone to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like, well, I guess the fingering's just got to happen in the same cubic area of space where the other people are trying to work out how to play Skate 3 or whatever. Oh, yeah. Sorry, man.
But it was one of those things where people would be like, at this certain person's house where we would have all the parties and stuff, because they had like, you know, the D&M table out the back. And we're like, well, we need to have one of those and we don't know where to get it otherwise, other than Rebecca's house. So we would like go there and then people would be like, oh, we've got the projector that like they use as a TV. Mm. Wouldn't it be really funny to just like play porno on the projector? And everyone was like, yeah, that'd be really funny. And then they played porno and everyone was like, well, I'm certainly horny.
Yeah.
Like, what did you, what very was
hard,
the plan?
Very hard to ironically watch good porno.
Yeah.
Like, bad porno, go right ahead. And of course we know what that looks like and I don't need to get into it.
We know what it looks like and it's fine and nobody is wrong for thinking that.
Firing up, it'd be very funny too as a, like, just get someone over and then put on some 90s porno in the background where the ladies just have, like, semicircles, like, half spheres stapled onto their
tits. Oh, right, their titties. I thought you were talking about their pussies. And I was like, what? Some kind of,
you know,
like,
during
global...
the 90s, there was a real orb pussy craze.
I was that maybe I sort of had it in my head. I was like, what are we? Is he going to talk about Bush or something? But I guess that's 70s.
Yeah. No, I've never been, like...
She's got a real George W. on her. Isn't that good? That could be good.
That's great.
That could be good to say.
That could be good to say for the next, I don't know, 10, 15 years.
Let's find out one day if it's good to say.
Okay.
Not right now.
No.
No. We can't talk about it.
Also, I think that using a projector as a TV is one of those all-timer I'm in high school or recent graduate of high school moves where it seems like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then it sucks so bad.
Well, in this case, it was we're too poor to have a TV and we found a projector.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that is A-OK and that is the pimp move of the week. Finding items and utilizing them is A++. Man, I played the Pimp My Ride video game.
Oh, yeah? Was it really good?
Well, I didn't know I was talking to a man who's recently had the time of his life.
Tell me next time you're going to give me such good news.
Stupid. Oh, man. Yeah, it gets crazy in here.
Yeah, it does. It's a lot of fun.
It sucks shit.
Does Exhibit voice himself?
Yes, he does.
Oh, cool.
And I think also Pimp My Ride might be some good watch behind the paywall content.
Yeah.
At some point. Because
yeah, let's do that.
It's now like a cultural artifact. And also the way that Exhibit and his team, you know.
Yep.
I just want to, you know, there are so many unsung creatives.
Uh-huh.
But the way they like fit out the various things is so good. It's like having, in the way that an uncle who doesn't care about you buys you gifts.
Yeah.
Where like 15 years ago you mentioned offhand that you like the color red. And, you know, he's just turning up being like, hey, I found this sheet of printer paper.
Found red for you.
I found some red for you.
Hey, this year I'm going to make you red.
Maybe the worst example I could have chosen. The one that I got was...
I put a game in your game. Eh? So you can... Eh?
Yeah. It was a...
Put a game in your game so you can...
So I can game while I game, yeah.
You can game while you game.
Ironically, a game with very little mini games. Although what? There was...
You should be able to play the PlayStation... One that they put in the cars.
Yeah, no, that would be fuck. That would be sick, actually.
Right?
If you could press a button and transfer to the back of the car, and then just sit there and there. Which is, by the way, going from the front of the car to the back of the car without leaving the car. That is a move that I've not attempted in a long time. Every time you do it, you're like, well, surely this time it'll be easy as pie.
It's pretty easy for me.
I mean, yeah, of course. You fucking scutter under the... You make your way under the chair.
I do not scutter. How dare? How dare, Tom?
I played this game.
I am fleet of foot.
The uncle gift that I remember is my uncle knew I was into wrestling.
You got your wrestler.
So he pinned me to the ground.
Hey, this guy's going to beat you up.
Pinned me to the ground. And he punched me. He punched me as hard as he could in the ribs.
He?
And he said, no one will believe you.
And did it hurt?
Oh, like the blazes. Really glad I found the word blazes before the end of that sentence.
Yep.
He got me an action figure. This is when I was like 16 or 17 for Christmas. He got me an action figure of the wrestler Tatanka.
I don't even remember Tatanka.
Neither did I. he bought him because he was a guy who had a bow, and he was like, "Well, Tom will want the guy with a bow." That must be the best wrestler of all time if he's walking to the ring with a bow and arrow.
Well, he could simply shoot the other man from the stage.
Yeah, he was. So he's a Native American wrestler who retired long before, or at least was fired from the WWF and then continued wrestling on the indies for, you know, many decades and had like some appearances. But yeah, that's always stuck out to me as the uncle gift par excellence.
Yeah. I didn't get many gifts.
Okay, moving on.
All right, head got stuck.
Yay.
Yeah. lioness Jill Scott gets cockroach stuck in ear after I'm a Celeb trial.
What? Okay. Oh my God. All right. A lionessism is the, that's the English women's cricket, soccer team.
Yes,
oh my God.
I know.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. That's why I was like, ah! When I read the email, but.
Oh, fuck. For one thing, it would be a pervert move for a zoo or whoever owns the lion to give it a first and last name.
Yeah.
I hate that.
That would be pretty cool though. And just calling it Jill Scott, not even like a fun lion name.
My name is Simba Donaldson.
Jill Scott, known for playing in the women's England team, took part in a bush tucker trial during tonight's episode of I'm a Celebrity. The lioness needed needed medical attention after the trial when she realized she had a cockroach stuck in her ear.
Damn. Damn, that's got to be one of the worst things to realize in the world.
That's got to be a really bad thing to realize.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. That's bad.
That would suck so bad. I don't like that at all. Realizing I've got something stuck in my ear would be the end of it for me.
Oh, yeah.
And then? Uh-oh. Well, thank God.
It's the worst thing it could be.
Thank God it's not that cockroach I saw earlier today. Oh, Christ
Scott
almighty.
Scott had volunteered to take part in the challenge and was joined by actor Owen Warner and former rugby player Mike Tindall. Be a pizza hero this... Oh, that's an ad.
Show me the phone. Show me what you just read.
There at the top.
Be a pizza hero this Christmas with Uni pizza ovens. It's so clearly not part of the article.
I know, but you know what happened? You know what happened? I saw the first, because it's the second of two ads. So I skipped one ad and was like, oh, don't read the ad, and then went underneath to the second ad.
Oh, fuck.
I think we need a pizza oven.
No, we don't. Oh, Christ.
Anyway, so she got a... She got a cockroach just stuck in her ear. She's 35, whatever. 35-year-old told co-host Ant McPartlin, ooh, don't get him stuck in your ear.
Actually, that'd be better than the cockroach.
Well, yeah. Probably wouldn't even get stuck. It'd just camp in there.
So this is I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah, the, I believe it's, I mean, it seems like, so I guess they're in Australia. This is in UK today, but I think it's because... This lady is from the UK, but I think yes. They're in Australia, right? I don't know. Maybe not. No, well, they'll probably take their...
Well, but if they're doing a UK version of I'm a Celebrity, they would bring them here.
Yeah, that's true. the 35-year-old told co-hosts Ant McPartlin and Declan Donnelly, I've got a cockroach stuck in my ear.
Wow. You know what? It takes a brave person to admit that. And while you don't want to be right about that, it's nice to say it out loud.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
The medic rushed to Jill's aid to help remove the cockroach. Oh, good.
Yep. Okay, don't worry. What we're going to do is we're going to insert a carnivorous bird.
I read a poem once about how to fix this.
It should work on whatever orifice we have.
The medic rushed to Jill's aid to help remove the cockroach, and she was in good spirits. Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
The Northern Echo.
Oh, boy.
She was in good spirits, joking, come to the jungle, they said. It would be fun. Which isn't really how that fun little quip goes.
No, either they messed up the quote or she messed up the second they said.
Well, she had a cockroach in her ear, so.
By the way, do I sound crazy to the rest of you? Because every time I speak, I hear a loud chittering.
But
I can't tell.
But I am in good spirits. I think the cockroach is affecting my skeech. the incident comes 11 years after Fatima Whitbread.
Yes, Demi?
That's a sick last name.
It is really good.
Whitbread.
Uh-huh.
After Fatima Whitbread famously got a cockroach stuck up her nose after she took part in a trial which saw her wear a helmet full of critters. Well, yeah!
Oh,
you're going to get some of them stuck in your shit.
They're going to be exploring you.
McPartlin.
Nostrils are the worst ones because you can't close them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
Yeah, see, not closed at all. You're making them smaller and larger. You're flaring your nostrils at me.
So I can't.
But you're really not like.
Not even close to getting
close. Not even close. And also, I don't think it's a strong enough, like, it's not a strong enough muscle that you can stop anything that wants to go in there going in there.
What if I go like, no. I thought maybe it would the air would suck my nostrils shut.
No, what you've done there is you've accelerated the cockroach to such a speed that it has entered your brain, killing you instantly.
Or it could control me. Now we got to meet Dave. We got a meet Dave situation going on here.
Oh, Demi's smarter. Demi's spending the same amount of time under the fridge. Thank God we got our friend Jesse to kick her under there.
Oh.
By the way, I have to say this, otherwise I'll go mad because I remembered. For any overseas listeners, because I don't know if this is like a term that's common, D&M over here is like it stands for deep and meaningful.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of conversation you have at parties where you're like, man, but that's the thing.
Like, yeah, when you're like stoned conversations before you're really even getting stoned.
Oh, it's so bad.
Well, sometimes you are, but the D&M table, I don't know whether they have it over there, but
I've seen it. I think it's a universal thing almost because I've seen so many people posting the conversations around this hits different.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So people would know it's the same table, it's but the metal top. Legs and a glass top.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, McPartland 46 joked, Jill, that was bigger than the one Fatima Whitbread had up her nose. So I guess that's like a endearing memory. In the UK?
Well, it's like one of the five things that's happened on a celebrity.
Anyway, so this footballer, she's retiring after this summer, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, yeah, she they got the cockroach out.
Yeah? How'd they get the cockroach out?
This is really good. So the other person who was doing the challenge was Mike Tyndall.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they're saying Scott, but I can't remember them saying that there was a guy called Scott here.
Uh-huh.
So this trial was a team effort between the three as they were strapped into spinning devices. Scott started by releasing colorful balls from a tombola-shaped cage. Don't know what a tombola is. Full of insects.
I think a tombola is like the thing you move for bingo.
Right.
And so on.
Full of insects while Tyndall collected balls from the critter carousel to throw at Warner.
Oh, boy.
Warner was being turned upside down over a trough of water. As his head was submerged again and again on the fiendish Ferris wheel, he shouted, "There's no need for this."
Oh, boy. It would be fun, I think. Designing challenges for those and just seeing how mean you could get them while the people that you are getting in there in for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm.
I mean, that would be a good class of person to be mean to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Largely.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm sure there are exceptions, but like, as far as I'm concerned, that kind of person is like the same kind of person it's fine to bully on Twitter.
Yeah. Like people.
With the exception of the lioness.
Like people who usually would be fairly unbullyable, but now you're like, we've put you in a situation.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, did I tell you, and this is, I don't know if this is actually a regret, but I am like, I wonder. Did I ever tell you about when my agent emailed me and was like, hey, Tom, this is like years ago.
Mm.
Hey, Tom, just want to check in on something. And I don't think I'm right to even ask this. But what do you think about Celebrity Big Brother? And I just texted him back an image of my hand holding a hammer.
I got a similar email.
Yeah. And I think we were right.
Yeah. You know how I replied?
No.
Ha 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 ha. And that was it.
Yeah, cool.
I know someone who auditioned.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, if it's an auditioning thing, then I'm glad I didn't do that.
Yeah. But no, he reached out to his agent to be like, I want to audition for this.
Wow.
And like send in the tape that they like, you know, review.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you who in a minute. Anal skill.
Dipshit. Fuck, he would have been good on that.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
I know.
God damn.
I know. I know.
All right, well, Demi, that was a great segment.
Thank you.
Thank you for it.
Let us take a break.
Okay. Oh, are you going to stand up and run?
Maybe. Can we please take a break?
Yeah, go ahead and take a shit. I knew it.
Oh, I didn't take my phone.
Okay, Demi's going to the toilet.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was saying to you yesterday, my look that I've been cultivating this week is a girl in an 80s horror movie who never takes her baseball cap off even to fuck her boyfriend.
Yep, you are the one what's a boy. in the female archetypes of the 70s movies.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about? We'll push someone on the chest once and then get murdered in a gruesome manner.
But still can't just be a lesbian.
Yeah, they hadn't been invented yet.
Yeah, exactly.
You had to just be brassy. boy, oh boy. They were keeping the uh-oh.
What?
I've realized that what I was saying was the prop department whose sole job is supplying chewing gum. They were keeping them in business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think my aesthetic has changed as well due to the fact that I've gotten bangs.
I'm going to buy you a bugle.
I would look so good. I think
I want to buy you a bugle so that every time I have to run to the toilet, you have to run faster and blow the horn before I get to the door.
Yeah, and then get out of there before you start popping into that beautiful bowl. I do think that feudal bowl cut slash like, you know, villager side quest NPC, I think that haircut is probably somewhere in the future for me.
Yeah.
But for now, it's just bangs.
Yeah.
I think the... And it's immeasurable.
Just bangs when I look at you too. I want to fuck you.
Oh, okay.
I do think you look a lot like Keith from The Righteous Gemstones.
Well, that's good because his is the picture that I took in to show to the guy behind.
Yeah, that fucking rules.
Yeah.
Plus he's hot. I think it's a good haircut.
Keith is so hot.
Yeah. Man, he's a wrestler, too. Right?
No, he's a comedian.
Oh, I asked this before when we were watching Righteous Gemstones because he has wrestler vibes.
Yeah, it would not be a surprise because he's just like that kind of buff guy.
Yeah.
Who you're like, wow, in some context, I'm sure you would appear toweringly tall.
Yeah.
But then you see him in real life and like, oh, you're like 5'8".
It's fine to be 5'8".
It is. There was a wrestler, I remember.
If you're a woman.
That's right. When I went to see a live wrestling show in the UK, there was one wrestler who was on who was... He was a comical amount of short.
Aww.
Because the person that he was friends with, like his ally, was like 6'4". And so he was walking him to the ring and it was our height discrepancy.
Leash.
I'm not
on
kidding.
On a toddler leash.
He had him strapped to his front.
In a papoose.
Yay. Yeah.
Oh, we have to get one. I mean, it'd hurt your back. We could only do it for like 5 minutes. But
I need to work on my core so I can papoose my fiance.
Yep. Lovely two-word sentence there. Papoose fiancé.
My papoosed fiancé. Has anyone seen her? Has anyone seen her? Oh, there she is.
You put it on backwards. That's why you can't see. You're spinning in a circle.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can see us doing that, like a wolf and cub style thing.
I would like to be on your back as well.
Well, of course, the Banjo-Kazooie setup that we've talked about is definitely something that we could trial at some point.
Sometimes
for people who don't know,
that.
Demi is very small.
I'm little.
And I, of course, am reasonably large.
Yeah. I'm little with a normal-sized ass, so it looks huge.
Okay.
You think it's bigger than?
I think you have a big ass.
Aw.
in a good way.
Yeah.
Of course.
I guess I'm thinking, like, I think your ass and my ass are very similar sizes, which is crazy because you're more than a foot taller than me.
Yeah, I have a tiny little ass.
Yeah.
And you'll notice here we are opting into the American pronunciation because something about saying ass, an ass is for shitting, not for looking at.
Yeah, not for looking at.
An ass
about.
Is for like poking out of the window of an inn and just showering all of the donkey herders beneath with your refuse.
Yes.
As you go like, hey! Here's some news for you. Next broadcast coming in.
Extra, extra. I add corn.
Yeah. God. Yeah. Back in the day, people just used to throw their shit out.
Yep. Pretty cool.
such a goated move, and I don't know if it was something everyone did, but such a cool move to shit in a bowl and then be like, can't be having this bowl in here. Yuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it somewhere. I'll definitely walk later.
Hope it's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched this movie called Platform, which is actually pretty it was interesting. I really enjoyed it. I think it was Russian, maybe French.
Is this
sure.
Okay, so is this the one where it's the platform that moves vertically down on a lift and it's full of food?
Yeah.
It's like in a prison?
Yeah, and there's like hundreds of floors and the platform is, you know, people are just eating the, you know, all the best food first, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty cool.
It's one of those sci-fi things and it has a message. Yeah, it is a Spanish film.
Spanish, right. Oh, yeah, I was really in my – man, Spanish – horror movies are really interesting. I really enjoy them.
Oh yeah.
But there was a scene in that. There's a scene in that where one guy's like, "Help me! I've made a rope. Pull me up to your platform." And the couple up there is like, "Okay, I think we should help him." And then when he gets to the top, the woman just shits on him.
Oh.
Just goes like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, "She shit on my face."
Oh my God.
It's really bad.
That's so crazy.
I know.
Wow.
It was really weird to see a turd fly through the air like that.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Did it, was it flying in a manner that suggested it came fresh out of the ass? Or was she like holding it?
You see the ass.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she pulls down it. You see her like very quickly pull down her pants and like hover her butt over the edge of the platform and just really quickly just go like, and then turn around
Whoa.
And laugh at him. And I was like, that's one of the worst things I've ever seen. It'd be warm.
All right. Well, hey, on that note,
yeah?
From one piece of body horror to another, Demi, it's time for the self-suck roundup.
Yay!
Self-suck roundup. Drinking my own nut, putting lips on my glands. I kiss wrong, I like to blow, but I won't leave home. I'll just bend over and lick own chode. Say it ain't so, do you think though? Does it feel better if I keep going on, 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 on,
on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, on, there are great rumblings in the self-suck community, Demi. Many things are changing. Terrible things have come to pass. The age of, what is it? What is it? What is it? The age of autofellatio is dying, while the age of self-suck struggles to be born. All that to say.
What's the difference?
Well,
oh.
So glad you asked. r/autofellatio has been banned from Reddit, Demi.
No!
I know. This subreddit was banned due to being unmoderated.
Oh.
If you don't know the difference between r/autofellatio and r/self-suck, honestly, pretty minimal.
Yeah.
Self-suck, I would say, but in contrast to this, autofellatio is the subreddit that I would say was better moderated. It had less spam posts, or maybe it was just because autofellatio is like a fucking $5 word for sucking yourself off.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just they're being a bit posh with it, you know?
Yeah.
They're getting, you know, it's not as...
Self-suck.
Self-suck. Which one's sexier?
I think that autofellatio would be sexier if you were into that. Oh, I don't know, but if you're into self-suck, you probably like the horrid brevity of it.
Yeah. I don't know. But was there a sexier way to say it?
I think that...
Mouth dick. No, that's really
I think
really
the sexiest
bad.
Way you could possibly say it...
Is
if you're in, yes, yep. I was going to do the fucking cool. mouthful thing.
Yes,
but
yes!
Thank you for pipping my... for sprinting ahead of me.
You got to get up pretty early in the
You got to get up pretty early to tell your own joke in front of me.
You got to get up pretty early. So it's come, sometimes it comes out of my mouth, not what it seems.
Anyway... It has been banned from Reddit due to being unmoderated.
I don't believe this.
I know one of the places that you could safely talk about these things has been removed,
or perhaps trawl the depths of it to find weird guys.
Oh yeah, that's true. Only over on r/selfsuck, it is mostly they're going on the same way they were before, with various users just spamming and posting.
Have people moved over there?
Yeah, definitely.
They need to make sure they get some freaking moderators.
Most of what I can see here is by one user, like over and over and over again in a row, who is just posting themselves, sucking themselves off.
Well, that's what you meant to do there.
That is, yeah.
Maybe bundle the photos though.
One of the few photos where it's not. Yeah, you don't. But I'm seeing here like 17 hours ago, and then 9 hours ago. I'm like, what?
Take a break.
Do you have a fucking nap and then upload another photo? You don't need to be like, just chill out.
Yeah.
You know,
it could be tantric self-suck.
Well, it doesn't
look
at it.
What else would you do though? Like,
looks like the thing that this guy is saying is, he loves feeding himself his own young cock while essentially being a human pretzel.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome. That's great. My favorite
pretzel is like that. I think you're a question mark.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh, speaking of which, I'd love to see one of these guys do it while they're standing on a ball, seal style.
Oh my god!
Right,
that would be so good.
Perfect question mark.
Using
man.
Their little feet, using their little feet to go, tup, 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 going around like James Baxter.
Yep.
My favorite title on this is just "I need help." Slapping my own dick on my own tongue.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
Any other gems you want to read out to us, Tombo?
Ooh, how about "I love this moment"? Anyway, that's to say, autofellatio, the subreddit, has been banned. However, there is hope, Demi. Someone has applied to be a moderator for this. They plan to remove the auto mod that many of the people on there hated.
Oh, why?
Because
it takes away all the self-suck pics.
Yeah, I guess it would
this
just
isn't
be like,
appropriate.
Hey, yuck. Don't do that. They have plans to include other moderators, and they already have some in mind to ensure it runs smoothly and efficiently. They have tons of flares they'd love to add for people to categorize their content better to make it easier to spectate or learn.
I feel like it's already pretty categorized.
It's honestly
it's a category.
There's three things.
Mm.
There's three types of posts.
Okay.
There's "I'm doing it. I want to learn how to do it." And
"this hurts.
I can no longer do this. I am now incapable of doing it in a permanent manner. I also plan to promote this subreddit on other platforms to bring in more members or users to promote this subreddit." No, to the subreddit. This is the person who is going for the moderator position.
Right.
So they're very passionate about it. I looked into this person. I'm just not saying their name because I don't want to put them on blast.
Yeah.
You don't want to dox someone if you can avoid it.
No.
But congratulations to them. They have a big cock.
Hey!
And they're making use of it. They're posting.
Well done. And then that guy goes with his dick.
Yep. He's an elephant.
He's got an elephant penis.
He has.
I'm doing a parade for him.
I know.
You don't like the big cock parade?
It's less I don't like it and more I don't know how to interact with it. But maybe I'll learn how to interact with it. Hey, everybody, step right up. Yep. Step right up to the parade. We got a guy with a big hog over here.
I want to get you some symbols.
And he's looking for more responsibility. You want to get me what?
Symbols. To clap together.
Oh, wow. That'd be great.
Right?
I've had symbols once.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really... Tell you one thing about cymbals, hard to put down quietly.
Yeah.
Very, very hard to move without making it a whole to-do.
Well, that's why that monkey never puts them down.
Mm. Yeah. I'm at work being a monkey. They post on r/penis, r/cock, r/thick dick, r/feet-and-dick-gone-wild.
Now, cock meaning what?
Looks like it is... Synonymous with penis.
Ah,
And also on Duolingo Family, where they're trying to get a discounted rate on a plan for everyone to learn a language of their choice. They are also, as far as I can tell, a bit of a stickler for the rules, Demi. You like the idea. It is really funny having like these little things where you can learn one extra thing about a person and it immediately makes it so fucking funny. This guy with a big dick who wants to learn a language. Like,
how do you say cock in Indonesian?
Hey, with that thing, you don't need to say it.
No.
A picture of that thing's worth like what, 3,000-4,000 words? Just by the wow is most of them.
Mm. Kapala bahu lutut kaki.
Now, what does that mean in Indonesian?
It's shoulders, knees, and toes.
You dipshit. On the Thick Dick post, I know for a fact that my softie is bigger than the average erection, devil emoji.
Okay.
This user has posted...
Wait, is that from the devil?
I know for a fact that my softie is bigger than... Well, okay, dude. You were like...
Yeah.
Okay, you're like 5 million years old or something.
And you're also huge.
Yeah.
Like the rest... It doesn't matter. The rest of you is big.
You're 5 stories tall. And you're in hell.
And it's like a goat cock, so I don't even know how to look at it.
Yeah. He posted a comment on that post saying, because you Photoshop it, it's obvious in some of your other pics. I know, drama in the thick dick scene. The user...
My dick is also hotter than most other softies.
Okay, yeah, because hell, again.
Hell, there is fire down there.
The guy posted a retort video saying, seeing as I've had a load of trolls saying I Photoshop lately, I thought I'd just post a video to prove them wrong.
Okay.
Would you like to see the video, Demi?
Sure.
It is a guy with one of the craziest configurations of dicks. There he is. He's pulling his gray sweatpants down. I hope it's not upside down. It's so thick.
Good grief.
It's crazy.
Wobbling it about. He's got a damn Squidward down there.
Yeah, and then it's him wiggling it around, I think, to show that it's not, like, edited or Photoshopped.
Hmm.
Anyway, got a hell of a...
Good on him.
Good on him.
Well done, sir.
I showed you that video, Demi.
Yes.
Only so I could read you one of the comments on it.
All right.
Here it is in full. Cowabunga, dude. Thank you. And then I have one last update from r/selfsuck.
Tell it to me, please.
This was posted 1 month ago.
Wonderful.
By the very person who is looking to gain control of the r/autofellatio subreddit.
Ah.
This was posted 1 month ago. And wait a second. I screen capped this sometime in early December or late November, which means it must have been the spooky season.
Oh.
As you can tell by this post, which is simply titled Vampire Self Suck. And so this is this user sucking himself off while wearing a white dress shirt, fangs, and a red and black cape. And you can see here, Demi, I need you to look at this because he's really showing the fangs.
He is. That's probably one of the worst ghoulies to dress up as to suck yourself.
Genuinely the only one where it could be detrimental to the experience.
Put some nodes on your neck, dude, and get like a square haircut. What the fuck? Oh, just paint yourself green. You don't have to put the teeth in, dude.
I'm the monster from the Black Lagoon or something. Just anything other than this.
A ghost.
It's so good.
Just add an extra hole to the ghost outfit.
Watching a classic ghost suck itself off.
I think that'd
be
really
so
cool.
Good. That would be really good.
I would like it to be like, so you can have a mouth hole, but the dick is just like, looks like a littler ghost going into the mouth hole. Through the sheet.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Pretty good.
The only other things that I've seen on r/selfsuck recently are the guys who appear to be sucking themselves off in their break from work while still wearing their high-vis.
It's so good.
Which is so good because, like, I've definitely...
Sucked yourself off.
No, I have not. I can't do it. Oh. I haven't even tried, but I know just from how I feel when I bend down to get something, I'm like, not a chance.
It'd be really fucked up if you tried and just... did it first time and you were like, what?
Yeah. How'd that? None of the rest of this works. None yeah. of, that's the only thing my body is capable of.
I thought of a meme that I could make for the self-suck community.
What is it?
So it's a picture of Megamind and the text is me 9 months after learning to self-suck.
I don't quite understand.
They got their head pregnant.
Oh, I see.
Do you like it?
Well, I haven't seen the film, but is Megamind look that way because he's smart or because he has a pregnant head?
Because he's...
Because I feel like if it was because he had a pregnant head, I would have seen the film. I would have. If they released a computer animated movie about a man who had a pregnant head, yeah. I would have been there opening night.
I think that would be my favorite movie, not having seen it.
I think
I probably... still wouldn't watch it, but I'd be like, my favorite movie? It's Pregnant Head.
I think I wouldn't have started the podcast with you because I would have been too busy rereading the Wikipedia plot description for Pregnant Head.
I would read the novelization of Pregnant Head.
I would be lingering on every word thinking about that pregnant head.
I would be reading the manga reimagining of Mr. Pregnant Head.
The baby is kicking, and so I'm thinking thoughts like foot, foot, toe.
The baby is kicking, and my eye is bulging. Would you like to feel?
They should let you get a back pregnancy.
They should let you get a pregnant head.
Okay.
They should let you watch the movie Pregnant Head.
Yes.
What do you mean back pregnancy? Like you got a hump.
Yeah.
On the back.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Carry it around. It's less prone to accidents.
I mean, do you reckon that would be better or worse for your back?
Huh.
I don't really know. I wonder whether
Probably worse, actually.
Well, because I wonder how much it hurts your back to have pregnant.
Well, maybe instead of one bump, we can have a bunch of them. And so we kind of assemble the baby in a bunch of different ways. And
So
it all comes to the same place.
So where does it come out if it's back pregnancy?
Not my problem.
Okay.
Hey, leave that to the brainiacs in the delivery ward.
The nerds figure it out.
Hey, I got the baby in there. You guys, hey, whatever.
Can you imagine how stressed out the scientists would be that we would hire if we were insanely billionaire rich?
God damn.
They're like, do back pregnancy. And they're just like sweating and being like, how do we even begin to approach this?
Okay, well, first off, we're going to have to, I don't know, stand up and down really fast until we feel stupid enough that we can understand what they want us to do.
Hey, Brainiac, turn me into a suitcase.
Oh, God.
How do we do that? And why does she need it? Because...
First off, we have to work out what kind of suitcase she wants.
Old style, no wheels.
Ah, jeez. Yep. Somehow that makes it harder.
Yup. I want a lock. I want a lock.
I hate you, scientists.
And here are my baby teeth. Make a key for the lock out of them.
Oh, man. That'd be good.
I guess the keyhole's probably just like my gums. So they'd probably just take some of my teeth from now. Or one. I don't know. You figure it out.
Yeah, come on, egghead. Oh, boy. Well, that's the self-suck roundup. And that's another edition of Head Got Stuck.
Hey, Poindexter, make me big.
I want to be big. Okay,
but
I guess we can augment.
I don't want to eat.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Also,
teach me the alphabet.
Hey, Poindexter, fall in love with me.
Oh, the hardest challenge yet.
Yeah, God, I would be being so unpleasant the whole time.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice to have a scientist on call.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think that's kind of what they have. Like, when you're at that top tier of Hollywood thing, it used to be that you would have, like, a personal chef or whatever.
Mm.
There is no way The Rock doesn't have a personal chemist and, like, physician whose whole job is maintaining the insane cocktail of chemicals that is keeping him at that biomass.
Yeah, totally. Like, and also to basically be Google for whatever stupid questions he has.
Yes.
What's the biggest fairy floss?
When nighttime comes... Where does the sun go? Well, Mr. The Rock.
Why do I love the moon so much?
I saw there was
It's big like you. Huh. Thank you.
I like how during that you pointed the microphone away from your mouth.
Did I?
Yeah, you just did it. You fully pointed it 90 degrees.
I didn't realize I did that.
Huh. Well, there you go.
I don't know why I did that.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I saw a guy... there's a guy called...
I love this story already.
It's great, right?
I'm imagining the guy.
Well, I saw it online. His name is The Liver King. Ooh. Are you familiar with Liver King?
I know about the Liver King, but please tell me what you know about him because I don't actually know that much.
So he is, he's a fitness psycho. His whole thing was I eat liver and shit. And he
the
has
the least jaundiced man alive.
Well, he has been exposed for being on ever so many steroids, which he was denying being. I mean, one of those guys you can look at, not even knowing what a steroid is, and being like, "Well, something else is going on here."
Yeah,
that's like no. He's
that's
like
some stuff.
He's got the body of a half orc. You've got to like that's crazy what you're walking around with.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he got but the worst part is now there's like a bunch of guys online being like, not only is he on like all the steroids, he's on them pretty badly. Like he'd be saving a lot of money if he's on growth hormone. He doesn't need the growth hormone.
That's really weird.
It was just like, oh, that's another dimension to it that now people know you're not even smart.
Fuck, at that's it. Awesome.
You're not even doing it right. There's all these nerds being like, this is dummy.
You just reminded me of my original Neopets name, by the way.
What was it?
Elephant growth hormone. And then I got contacted by like a moderator being like, hey, this isn't like technically against the rules, but it's kind of unpleasant. Could you change? could you change your username? But they had no like power over me, so I just kept it. Because it wasn't illegal.
Getting the message back from Elephant Growth Hormone saying no, not even needing to open it, knowing you've already lost
and
when you see it pop up.
I was like 11. Why did I have those words in my brain? What the fuck? Elephant growth hormone.
It's such a lovely idea, though.
Yeah.
You know what the biggest thing needs to be?
Bigger.
let's crank that thing up.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
Make it big enough, Edison would never be able to kill it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, thank
I
you
couldn't
for-
kill a elephant, by the way.
You couldn't?
No. Morally.
Oh, yeah. I think if
way
they were
way too wonderful.
What if they're everywhere? See, I think they're one of those. I mean, this is the same with a lot of things, but if they were everywhere, if they were like pests.
Yeah, I mean, always if there's a pest, but even then, like, I feel like I don't like the idea of like a kangaroo dying, and they do have to be culled, but I still don't like that because there's, you know, look at them.
What if we like, what if elephants started like pinching people with their trunks?
Nip.
The world is exactly the same. Yeah. But
and they're doing it like low on your leg so people don't know that you're getting pinched.
Ah,
what the fuck?
What's up?
I didn't do anything. Hello, I'm Gray. That's what I think an elephant would say to you.
Christian Gray?
Kind of.
Oh, boy. Yes, I'm a dreamboat. Yeah, man. A world much like our own, but yeah. Elephants roam all streets and discreetly pinch you when you're least expecting it. God, they would be...
They only pinch women.
Oh, so it, that's the reason it hasn't been addressed?
Yeah.
It's not a man's problem?
Yeah. The two
things we don't see a need.
The two things we won't address like male, what's
birth
called
control.
Male birth control and elephant pinches.
I don't think we need any elephant control.
It doesn't affect me.
It doesn't seem like it's really affecting the workplace very much.
You take care of
all
it.
All of our CEOs are unaffected by the elephant issue.
Simply
so,
don't look pinchable when you're out.
We're going to be handling it our own way by letting the elephants see themselves out. God, it'd be so fucked because it's such a tiny little thing. Yeah. Every time you get pinched, I think there's a part of you that turns around ready to fucking deck the person who did it.
Yeah.
And turning around and coming face to toe with an elephant would be so such a... Oh, okay. Well, right. Fine.
Oh, well, that... okay. Haha, we're all having fun.
Yeah, I am. Pinch.
Ah!
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this week's Big Soft Titty.png. See you over on the Patreon for more content later this week, including, I mean, it's arrived and I wanna crack into it. Mm-hmm. I think it might be a multiple part reading series, Demi, and video content where we go through the Black Eyed Peas comic book with the augmented reality app that has the voice acting on it.
Very excited.
And let me tell you, we've cracked it open and just had a look at one or two of the pages. It is perhaps the ugliest comic book I've ever seen in my life.
Really bad to look at.
Yeah.
Genuinely, like, unpleasant.
Yeah. And that's... It's harder on the eyes than any horror comic I've ever read.
Yes, completely.
So, anyway.
Me too, and I've read a lot.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening. See you on the Patreon for more content, which I already said, but I'm saying it again. And yeah. Now there's music playing over it, probably.
Be a pizza hero this Christmas.
Be a pizza hero this Christmas.
Good night.
Good night. Or whatever.
Good Bye. Night.
Go to sleep.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.